Floodwaters in eastern North Carolina are still rising, but so far haven't swamped any of Duke Energy's active coal ash ponds. But environmentalists worry about older dry coal ash basins that did flood. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Duke's coal plant along the Neuse River in Goldsboro has received a lot of attention this week. A section of a cooling pond dam broke, but Duke says the river is now receding. Duke says the plant's coal ash ponds are intact, but other inactive coal ash dumps nearby are covered in water, says Pete Harrison, a lawyer for the Waterkeeper Alliance.
It remains to be seen how much coal ash might wash away during this flood, and we may never know.
Harrison says there could be a significant release of coal ash as the floodwaters erode the sites. That's a worry because coal ash, the residue left after burning coal, contains toxic heavy metals. Harrison says the flooding is a good example of why environmentalists want Duke to remove coal ash at all its plants.
I think it says that, there's an obvious hazard associated with just putting this industrial waste in a big unlined pit in the flood zone.
Harrison and other environmentalists have surveyed the flooding this week from kayaks and airplanes, and the problems go beyond coal ash. He's seen many hog farms and hog waste lagoons washed out.
That becomes an issue of when you have a lot of pathogens associated with that kind of waste is just floating around in the floodwaters. It's also going into people's homes.
The damage could surpass Hurricane Floyd in 1999, says Assistant Environmental Secretary Tom Reeder. He says dozens of hog waste lagoons have been damaged, but says it could have been worse.
The reason we're not seeing a lot of hog lagoon impacts right now is because Smithfield had all their farmers that were in the 100-year floodplain after Floyd moved them out of there and moved them up to higher ground.
Many of those farms were moved through a state-funded buyout program after Floyd. Agriculture officials say at least 1.9 million birds, mostly broiler chickens, have died so far. They're not sure how many animals have died. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.